And then
one of my favorite stories about coming into the light with our sin. 2.5-year-old Larissa was enjoying water in the backyard with Nana. Nana counseled her gently to water the purple flowers, but she had just discovered mud by pouring water on a small patch of dirt. Nana told her not to put water on the dirt because it makes mud and mud will get everything dirty. Well, you might imagine what happens from here. Little girl started calling the mud warm chocolate. Nana, who had been facing away from the action, discovered what was going on, cleaned up the mess, returned to her reading, but now seated to be facing Larissa. But the little girl soon resumed her warm chocolate routine, saying sweetly, "Don't look at me, Nana, okay?" Nana, of course, agreed and looked down at her reading. Then Larissa would make black mud, put some of it in the tub, and then more 3 times. As she continued with her work, she said, "Don't look at me, Nana, okay?" The tender soul of a little child shows us how necessary it is to us that we should be unobserved in our wrong. The adult soul carries the same burden, but now so great as to be crushed by it. Dallas goes on to say, the so-called right to privacy, of which so much is made in contemporary life, is in very large measure merely a way of avoiding scrutiny in our wrongdoing.